Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to speak about Parshas Korach, this week's Parsha, Parshas Korach. So as I was thinking about what to talk about, as I was looking through the Parsha, I realized that there are so many ideas and concepts, and many of them I feel like we associate with this Parsha, and we've discussed them over and over. There are ideas, obviously, to start with, about Machlokes, we talk about that. We talk about denying Torah's Moshe Misinai. We talk about the dangers of kina, of the jealousy that Korach had that fueled all of this, the dangers of whether it might be Gaiva, whatever the case is, there are so many different ideas that we associate with Parshas Korach. So I decided to pick an idea that is perhaps a little noticed detail in this parsha, but one that is very connected to the concept, to really the entire Maisa of Korach va'Adaso. So when Korach comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, right, and the whole Eder comes to Moshe Rabbeinu with their complaints, Moshe Rabbeinu almost does not know what to do, because if they're doubting him, then he can't be the one to allay their doubt, right? He can't be the one to somehow prove that he is the chosen one from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the leader of Klal Yisrael right now. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Hashem, you need to give some guidance here. You need to teach them, to show them what really is your ratzon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to instruct Korach va'Adaso and many of the Nesiim, not even the Nesiim, capital T, but the leaders of the different Shvatim, to each take a shovel, okay, a machta, and fill it with ketores, and bring that shovel in front of the Ohel Moed. And through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show who Hashem is choosing. Okay? And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach to do. And what ends up happening, okay, what does end up happening, as we see in the Parsha, that an ish came out. I'm sorry, I'm looking at this Pasuk, what are we up to, Lamed Hey in Perek Tes Zayin. An ish came out from the Mishkan and consumed all the Makrivei HaKetores. Okay, so it was clear that this was not something HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So I wanted to talk a little bit about why the ketores. Why was this the sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to show his ratzon, to make his ratzon clear? And Rav Shamshon Fowler Hirsch explains the idea of the ketores. The idea is of the ketores, first of all, the ketores was as incense. It was completely burnt. It was the only offering that was completely burnt, in the sense that even an ola, that is a carbon that's completely burnt, had ashes that were left on the mizbeach that needed to be cleaned out. The ketores was completely consumed. And the remez, that we're supposed to learn from that, the mida, the idea that we're supposed to learn from that and take with us, is to strive so that all our actions are completely L'shem Shamayim, and there isn't even any residue of anything else in our actions. And that's just that's what Rav Hirsch teaches the symbolism of the ketores is about. The ketores also is connected always with the words of a reach nichoach. It was meant to create a pleasant aroma for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however we understand that. But it was meant to, the feeling that we get when there's a pleasant smell and we just breathe it in and it relaxes us in a certain way, and it just gives us so much pleasure. However, we understand that kiviyachol, they're supposed to give that pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is Hashem choosing the ketores as a sign to show his ratzon? It's so clear. If this is the ultimate way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense that, to both pieces, our actions are all L'shem Shamayim, and there is no residue, just like the ketores is completely consumed, there's no residue of anything left. our actions, again, what we're supposed to strive for, is that they are completely consumed with ideas of L'shem Shamayim, and there's no residue of any other reality besides that. And secondly, that our actions are meant to be pleasant and pleasing and create a nachas for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. So it's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Korach v'Adaso, bring the Ketores and see what happens. Because think about your actions. Are your actions really completely L'shem Shamayim? There's no residue of any kina or any jealousy or any gaiva or anything else or any denial of Moshe Rabbeinu in your actions? Can you honestly say that? Can you honestly say it's all L'shem Shamayim? And really think about your actions. Are they bringing nachas to me? Do you think I'm proud? Do you think I look down and say, oh, look at my kindleof, they're doing such amazing things? And that's why the Ketores was used as the symbol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu really trying to teach, just like all the Karbanos are, ways of teaching us about our actions and what Hashem wants from us. The Ketores was meant to teach Korach v'Adaso, really to show them what they were doing wrong. And I think there's a lot we could learn from that. We always talk about how we don't have Karbanos today, but the lessons of the Karbanos and the lessons of the Avodah we really can connect to. And what Rav Hirsch teaches us really about the Ketores is something we should think about on a daily basis, on a second basis if possible. But let's be realistic, right? But let's see. But let's strive for that. Let's strive for that idea of our actions as best as we can, to the best of our ability. Are they L'shem Shamayim? And that's something to maybe ask ourselves and to clarify sometimes when maybe there's something we're not sure. Let's try to like weed out what's the L'shem Shamayim piece and what might be many other pieces that are added into that. And then the second thing, and I think this is in some ways easier for me personally, it's easier to visualize, are our actions creating that nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Our actions, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking down on us and taking this deep breath in and going, oh, this smells so beautiful. Their actions are just so beautiful. It fills me, kviyachol, with this just pleasurable sense. We know, Chazal tell us, there are times we give nachas, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he calls the malachim and say, come, chazu banai, look at my children. Let's try to emulate the lessons of the Ketores in trying to make our actions kulo l'shem shamayim and trying to make sure and double checking that our actions and maybe, you know, taking a minute and sniffing, making sure, is this creating a nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Have a wonderful Shabbos.